This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright.
Turn the page onto yet another day of Do You Do. The public awaits conversation, information, alerts as to what's going on in case you didn't know this, that, or the other thing. The decision to let Hillary Clinton off the hook for mishandling classified information has annoyed the FBI and the Department of Justice. The boss, the administration, the administrator, has apparently told the FBI and the Department of Justice to leave Hillary Clinton alone. One person closely involved in this probe says that the career FBI agents, attorneys at the Department of Defense, I'm sorry, the Department of Justice on the case, believe the presidential nominee ought to be charged, but the president said, don't do it. The source, who is anonymous, of course, to this conversation, said that the director of the FBI made the announcement that he would, basically what he said to his staff was he wouldn't recommend to the attorney general that Mrs. Clinton be charged. And the investigative team was disgusted with that. There are 100 FBI agents. It's kind of hard to keep this sort of thing quiet when 100 FBI agents and another 100 analysts working around the clock with 6 attorneys from the National Security Division investigate the case. So we got more information that underscores what really bad choices we have. Oof. There wasn't one trial level attorney at the Justice Department. There wasn't one agent at the FBI who said that they agreed, not one, with the decision not to prosecute. It was from the White House, says the source. A high-ranking FBI official said that while it might not have been a unanimous decision, it was unanimous that we all wanted her security clearances yanked. It's safe to say the vast majority felt that she should be prosecuted. We were floored when listening to the director of the FBI laying it all out, saying, we will do nothing. So, does that make sense to you under the circumstances? Of course it does. All politics. All politics. And so what do we have? What are we choosing with or from? We're choosing from basically ground zero. Zeros, 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 and more zeros. 888-302-3684, the continuing Twitter conversation about this and other things at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. The continuing focus also on the hacks, the election hacks. Federal investigators think the Russians were behind cyber attacks on a contractor for Florida's election system that may have exposed the personal data of Florida voters. I say it's Snowden. That's why that's how he got his free pass. The hack of the Florida contractor comes on the heels of hacks in Illinois in which personal data of tens of thousands of voters may have been stolen. One is near Arizona. The data of voters likely exposed. Here's some more on that.
Today, the highest levels of the Russian government denying that the Kremlin is behind ongoing and widespread hacks of the U.S. election system. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov telling CNN's Christian Amanpour there's just no proof.
Everybody in the United States is saying that it is Russia. It's flattering, as I said, but it has nothing, you know, to be explained by the facts. We have not seen a single fact. A single proof.
Russian President Vladimir Putin going further, saying the U.S. is pointing the finger at Russia to divert attention from what's actually inside the hacked emails.
All the hysteria is aimed at making the American people forget about the manipulation of public opinion. Everyone is talking about who did it. But is that important, who did it? The most important thing is what is inside this information.
All right, so there's that. And all of this is for your consideration. It's all stuff that, does it need analysis paralysis? No. It just needs the light of day. The Attorney General, the FBI stuff, that needs the light of day. What was in these, I don't know if the Florida election stuff is as important as the fact that somebody hacked it. All right? And now there's, in terms of the election, as you know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I watch for and investigate or at least wrap myself around things that have to do with the farmer. This year's presidential election with the focus on the two candidates and the fact they don't agree about much. Tax policy is certainly a number one issue. Certainly with me, you, I'm betting let's see, the Democratic side has the idea that we ought to all be taxed more. And it really affects the farmers. I was talking on my farm report that you can listen to over the weekend, either online at DougStefan.com or DJVShow.com or at RadioAmerica.com or at TuneIn Radio. You can find it all over the place. The Clinton campaign has explained that they want to reduce the estate tax exemption from $5.4 million to $3.5 million, limit the gift tax exemption to $1 million, it's five now, I believe. Farmers might pay more taxes to transfer estates because of high land values and exemption reductions. So farmers are not going to be well off if Hillary Clinton is elected. With Donald Trump, he wants to eliminate the estate tax to echo sort of the 2010 repeal by the Congress. Remove restrictions Congress has put in place on step-up basis and reduce, this supposedly could cut down revenue for the feds to, by as much as $25 billion a year. But what do you get under the circumstances? You get more money. Look at the one thing that I find that hasn't been talked about or covered very much at this point, the number of baby boomers who have turned 70 and a half. This year, 1946, remember the first year of the annals from, 46 to babies born in 54 or something. I don't remember what the, I know 46 was the first year because that's when I was born and that's I'm an early on baby boomer. So when you get to be 70 and a half, the feds require that you start taking money out of your retirement account. And so all of these people that are turning 70, and as soon as they get to be 70 and a half, which many of them will be by the end of the year, there's a tremendous amount of cash going into the economy. That's one of the reasons the economy has shown signs, but nobody's talking about this. I don't hear anybody talking about this anywhere. The fact that the economy has improved because there's so much more cash to be spent out on the, just because of the availability of all this money. It can be reinvested, but a lot of people are buying cars and boats and second houses and stuff like that that never would have been able to afford it heretofore. So that's pretty good for the economy. I find Hillary Clinton's tax and the Democratic side of things, tax proposals and realities to be anathema for me. How do you tax the sources? How do you tax these corporations? How do you tax people who are putting the money back into, even if they're just investing it, putting it into bonds and stuff? Bonds are used by cities to build bridges and fix roads and put up buildings, that kind of stuff. So it's all good for the economy, and don't let somebody tell you that it's not. It is not good to be tagged. Big companies just keep going away. That's something Trump has pointed out that's true. But when it comes to the farmers, they can't go away. They just get this. What it does, the policy forces the farmers, who usually have little cash, but if they're land rich and cash poor, so under the circumstances, what happens is you got to sell your land in order to pay the taxes. And what happens then? Developments. What happens then? No more farms. What happens then? We don't have our own food supply. What happens then? We have to import it all. What happens then? Our food supply is less than desirable. What happens then? More people get sick. What happens then? Monsanto and their ilk, the Dow Chemical people, get together with the drug manufacturers and have a field day because you're sick and you need drugs to make yourself better. Follow my thinking? 17 past the hour on Good Day.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, especially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Get to Kohl's starting Thursday and get your family ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Sonova Goods for Life apparel and footwear and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusives apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
I'm Pete. I just launched my first company. Thanks to Custom Inc., I can get my name out there with custom t-shirts, jackets, and polos. I just uploaded my logo online, and with a few easy steps, I had my crew covered in no time.
For all of life's events, choose Custom Inc. Promote your own business and elevate your brand with custom business apparel from Custom Inc. It's easy and fun to make a statement with Custom Inc.'s online design lab. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing for your business today at CustomInc.com.
Hi, let's see, 19 past the hour. I find also something else to be really kind of screwy today. There's screwy things going on. You may or may not have heard of the story from Hartford, Connecticut, about this small plane that crashed onto a roadway near the headquarters of Pratt & Whitney. The pilot killed. I'm not sure whether he was killed. I think that there was a passenger who was killed, but I think he's alive. He told police that the wreck was intentional. The mayor of East Hartford, Marcia Leclerc, said the pilot told authorities the crash was not an accident. She cautioned investigators have not confirmed that yet. It's troubling, isn't it, though, when you think about it? Is there some terrorism? Do we throw up our hands and say, okay, we give up? We surrender. 21 after the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
The story of the Uptown Girl. I know it well. Billy Joel here with a focus on some music that we all love. Who doesn't like this? Crank it up, Carol. The Uptown Girl, the White Bread World. Yes. The Uptown Girl with the Downtown Man.
You started this movie, haven't you?
I may be there now, as a matter of fact, to a point. Anyway, back in August of 2015, Billy Joel bid Long Island's Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum farewell as he delivered the final performance of the arena before it closed. They've spent $130 million to renovate the Nassau Memorial Coliseum. His performance there marked the end of an era. So it's only fitting that this guy, who's a Long Island legend, played in that venue 32 times over the course of his career, should usher in the next Coliseum, which he's going to do when he plays the first show at the new Coliseum next April. That was announced yesterday. Most of the internal structure has been gutted.
It was so crumbling. I mean,
I've never been there.
You didn't miss anything. I used to go out there with my boyfriend Lewis to go to the Islander games, and it's just dumped. Needed it.
Hey, guess what? So are the Islanders.
Exactly. I actually asked him last night. I said, are the Islanders going to move back to the Coliseum? And I guess that's the big rumor, because they're not liking the Barclays Center.
Where's the Barclays Center?
Brooklyn.
It is Brooklyn.
Isn't that the place to be now, though? Isn't Brooklyn all gentrified and everybody wants to live there now?
Oh, yeah. The whole neighborhood around the Barclays Center is so expensive. And it used to be, it used to be terrible.
Here's why that happened. You remember, maybe you do or you don't remember. I don't think Victoria knows my relationship with Ellen Ratner, who was somebody who runs a news service in Washington. Jennifer had not much to do with it, but I got her started in her career back in 1991, and she's developed it into quite a news disseminating an opinion.
She's on Fox News a lot. She's a commentator.
Well, her family are big developers, and they were the ones that rebuilt this whole area.
that you're talking about, where the stadium is, and he, the brother, developed. He was the first one in the country to come up with the concept of building a development in a city of high rises around a venue like the stadium. So that's how that whole area has been gentrified, mostly because of their development company.
Wow.
Called
Cha-ching.
What is it called? Oh yeah, big time cha-ching. He owns the Nets. What's the basketball team that plays
Nets.
There?
Yeah, the New Jersey Nets.
New Jersey Nets. All right. Well, anyway, he owns it.
That's that Russian guy who owns them, right?
No, this guy's name.
Doesn't Jay-Z also have a piece of the Nets?
What's the other team? There's another basketball team that's there. Are there two New York basketball teams?
The Knicks.
Okay, that's it. All right.
Oh, that's different. They're at Madison Square Garden.
Well, then that's not the one I'm thinking of. I don't know. At any rate, he's responsible for building up this whole area. And you're right. In every city, just New York.
Yeah.
We can see it in Los Angeles. See it in Boston.
I think I told you guys this. I was talking with Dennis Prager, who is on many talk radio stations throughout the country. And he goes, I was embarrassed to put that I went to school in Brooklyn and taught in Brooklyn for many years because it was so bad. And now it's like something to brag about. So funny.
Yeah. Most of Washington got gentrified a few decades ago, for the most part, except for, what is it, the northwest part of town, where all of the ghettos and stuff are. It's like,
well, the northwest
there's a line.
Is the nicest part.
What part?
The northwest is the nicest part.
It's the northeast,
part.
I'm sorry.
Northeast,
northeast
is
part.
Really bad,
Northeast part, yeah. That's what you come in. If you come in on the 295, that's what you dump into. It's, what a horrible area. That's the next. But it's happening all over the country, for sure. It's 28 past the hour.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help prepare and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Feeling well? How do you do? 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on this Thursday edition of the hour that allows us to dig around and dig up dirt and talk about it in a more extensive way. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Speaking of controls and studios, one of our affiliates, WNRI in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, has a very interesting reality this morning. Somebody drove an SUV into the building and wrecked the building, but they're still on the air, so that's a good thing. Those of you listening in Woonsocket, thank you for being there, and good luck to those trying to clean up that mess. That's never anything that's, I mean, those sorts of things are so random and so weird, it would seem. Speaking of that, let's go back for a minute. I was just talking with you a few minutes ago about the FBI investigation into that small plane crash. One wonders if we go off the deep end sometimes thinking that everything that goes on that's bad is terrorism. But I do think that this requires, there are a lot of unanswered questions, let's put it that way. This is a Piper twin engine plane. Yesterday afternoon crashed near the headquarters of Pratt & Whitney, which is in East Hartford. The student pilot who was on board was killed, and the pilot was severely injured. Police said in a press conference last night the plane was crashed intentionally, a motive not sure. The fellow that runs the police department there said motives are in question. Nothing's off the table. A familiar investigator says that it appears to have been a crash that was aimed at suicide, not terrorism. The owner of the American Flight Academy in Hartford, the Connecticut Flight Academy, survived the crash, got out of the wreckage on his own. He's in the burn unit at a Connecticut hospital, surviving. The student pilot was Ferris Freitek. Investigators interviewing the crash survivor said he told him student pilot was at the controls, some kind of argument or struggle for the controls, and that's how the plane crashed. That's what the instructor said. So that name, Freitekhs, what do we gain from understanding that name? What is the what's the nationality here? You all know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. You know what I'm thinking. So is there some fuel to that? Speaking of fuel, we have been almost incessantly for the past 10 days talking about hurricanes. That does not change today. The difference is we're not talking about the same hurricane. Yes, another hurricane, a Category 4 storm, Hurricane Nicole, is banging Bermuda at the moment. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is over Bermuda right now. 180 mile-an-hour winds, whew, at times. The sustained winds are 130 to 145 miles an hour, moving at about 12 to 17 miles an hour. Imagine being on this small island, never been to Bermuda. Beautiful place. Great place. And it doesn't get hit much by hurricanes. It has sturdy infrastructure. It is accustomed to severe storms. But this is a stiff one. This is a lot of wind and certainly a lot of rain. So the people who are in Bermuda, I mean, where do you go? This island is, I think, what, 24 square miles or something? That's like a postage stamp in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. It's like Guam is in the Pacific. And so they've had a long night, and they'll have a long day today. They won't have any. They make their own electricity. They have generators, diesel-powered generators. Those will be working, but most of the infrastructure is above the ground, not below the ground, so that makes it vulnerable for trees and winds and all kinds of stuff like that. As you can imagine, all of the places on the island where there is food and water were emptied. The hotels were full. People seeking shelter. Most of the hotels have their own power, their own generators. That's what happens in these smaller islands. When you drive around, whenever you go to the Virgin Islands, let's say, any of the islands in the Caribbean, yeah, they have their own generators to power most of the electricity needed by people, but the hotels especially have their own power. That's just the way they do business down there. All of the vessels that were close in got tied down, or if they were big enough, they just left. All of the airlines canceled flights to Bermuda. Cruise ships canceling trips there makes nothing but sense. What are you going to get on a boat and ride into that storm and spend a delightful 3 days in the hurricane? Courtesy of Royal Caribbean or somebody else. Anyway, the thing that really makes me just is amazing what people, there's no common sense with people. Some guy was out body surfing in the storm just before dark last night, and he disappeared. Duh! What do you think's going to happen? The wind's 145 miles an hour, for God's sakes. And the waves, look at, you can see some of the pictures in the video of looking at Cooper's Island Nature Reserve, which is in St. George's, which is one of the cities, one of the towns in Bermuda, and it looks like the potential is you blow the place away, and yet you're dumb enough to go out body surfing? Well, the waves are great, 14, 15, 16, 17-foot waves. That's a lot of fun until you encounter the wind when you come out of the water and it just blows you away. just amazing how little common sense some people have. Back to the results of the hurricane from last week in North Carolina. Yesterday I was talking a lot about the dogs and the cats and the animals in the wake of Hurricane Matthew. The story of a dog who got rescued, a senior dog, couldn't swim, and a couple of FEMA workers, and these are the stories that are on social media, went in and saved the dog. And some of the pictures, if you've seen them, Kara, or anybody, some of the people in some of these neighborhoods would take their dogs and just go up onto the rooftop of their home and stay there after the storm was over. But the flood, remember, the flooding, the waters sometimes take 24, 48 hours or more after the storm is over to crest because the water's coming down from hills it's not over. It's over now, but it wasn't over until yesterday about this time, I think. Anyway, the stuff that was captured on video was cool, and it's gone viral. Lana was the dog's name, and her owner was Chris Williams in Hope Mills, North Carolina. That was where the story was. Very nicely done. 42 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Field Agronomy Research Manager Jeff Matasius to discuss the 2016 on-farm fertility evaluation trial results.
This year in our Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials, we evaluated about 9,000 fields across the Corn Belt, across 12 states, and took about 22,000 samples for characterization of P and K. For a significant portion of the fields that we evaluated across the Midwest, a number of the fields were below optimal levels for both P and K, really giving farmers an opportunity to correct those levels and really realize the maximum agronomic and economic yield potential of those fields. So I think one of the big factors leading to lower than optimal fertility has been exceptional yields the past couple of years, certainly from beyond the drought of 2012, 13, 14, 15, and even going into 16, we've seen some exceptional yields, and I think the crop removal of P and K has been quite good in those exceptional yielding years, and a potential reason that we're seeing some of the lower fertility levels. As it relates to P and K, kind of 3 takeaway pieces that I'd make sure everybody's aware of is, number one, just make sure your fertility advisor is using the most current recommendations for P and K, whether that's your Pioneer representative or your crop consultant or your fertility cooperative. Second, I'd recommend adjusting your fertility program to fit the new reality of crop removal. We've now experienced a number of consecutive seasons of strong yields, which means that it is likely that nutrient removal is higher, so maintenance application levels need to correspond to that higher level of removal. And then third, get back into that soil testing regime of every 2 to 3 years rather than extending that period. More frequent testing will allow you to be more accurate in your application levels and should follow the crop rotation cycle for many of the acres that are out there.
Why are the on-farm trials important?
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and on-farm research are extremely important to Pioneer as well as our customers because it's the management of the crop that customers really want and need to get to the maximum profit potential of the crop that they planted for this growing season. Certainly work with your soil fertility consultant and have them help you work through what is the best option for your operation, whether that's zone sampling or grid sampling or other alternatives. But for more information, customers should certainly reach out to their certified service agent within Circa or their Pioneer seed dealer as well as a Pioneer agronomist.
Thanks, Jeff. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
finally ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Sonova Goods for Life apparel and footwear and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets cold cash, too. Now that's the good stuff. Cold. Plus styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusives apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Forty-six past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen in depth in this hour. So let's stay with North Carolina and not only the discussion a lot of people are having about Governor McCrory's handling of the, and it seems to be pretty, I think he's done a pretty good job from what I can see, handling the problems with the disaster of the hurricane. I'm not so sure that people agree, though, with his discussion or his statement on this continuing controversy about bathrooms and gender and all of this stuff. There was a discussion on a television show about the aftermath of Hurricane Matthew, and then the moderator asked about the bathroom bill. He's running for re-election, McCrory is, against Roy Cooper, and so they were asked about the House bill known as the bathroom bill, which requires people to use the public bathrooms that match the gender indicated on their birth certificate. So the moderator said, Caitlyn Jenner is perhaps the most recognized transgender person in the world. If she comes to Charlotte, what bathroom does she have to use? McCrory said, quote, in the private sector of North Carolina, she can go wherever the private sector wants her to because we don't want to be in the private business of the private sector. If she's going to a shower facility at UNC after running around the track, she's going to use the men's shower. The challenger, Roy Cooper, avoided a direct answer. Instead, he said the state shouldn't be involved in making the decision. Local governments ought to be trusted to handle these issues. And so, as soon as that happened, you can imagine what social media did. The complication in McCrory's answer is that Caitlyn Jenner's birth certificate had been legally changed to read female at birth. He apparently didn't know that. Transgender people have to go through their pretty arduous name and gender change process. Once that's completed in the courts, their birth certificates, licenses, passports all list their reassigned gender. I just think this has gone too far on both sides. Enough already with all of this. Enough already. Enough! Enough, enough, enough. What is gained by all? You want to be a man or a woman? Fine. But to get all this whooped up, who cares where you take a pee? I don't. Kara, do you care where anybody takes a pee? I'm not. I don't care where you take a pee. If you've got the equipment.
Well, if I don't care that much, but obviously the issue is an issue because lots of people care.
But why do they care?
I mean, I guess I understand why transgender people care, but I don't really understand why everyone
else
cares.
How many transgender people do you know?
A few people that I went to college with.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody. I don't knowingly.
Well, that's the thing is, yeah, I feel like people would be surprised.
Yeah, maybe, but in the meantime, it's none of my business, and nobody else's business either. Go take a pee wherever you want to take a pee. Take a dump wherever you want to take a dump. Good God, this is foolishness. Haven't we got more serious things to worry about? 10 minutes before the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Change after the hour. Time for Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and you have a conversation with our animal lover's friend, Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show. He deserves your attention, so we'll give him an opportunity to talk about all sorts of things regarding your four-legged companions in a moment here.
Staples. Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
This report is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Millions of Americans are affected by depression and other mental illnesses. With the new Find Your Words public health awareness effort, Kaiser Permanente encourages people across America to engage in conversations about mental health issues and reminds everyone there is hope. Mental health conditions like depression are treatable. Dr. Don Mordecai, a psychiatrist at Kaiser Permanente, joins us to discuss perceptions of mental health.
Depression and other mental health issues are common and touch all of our lives directly or through connections to family, friends, and colleagues. People are often reluctant to talk about and get help for mental health issues because they feel ashamed or embarrassed. The treatment works, and we want people to know there is hope. And as part of Kaiser Permanente's focus on total health, mind, body, and spirit, the Find Your Words awareness effort is designed to reduce the stigma around depression and motivate people to talk about mental health issues.
To join this important conversation and for resources on mental health issues, please visit findyourwords.org.
All right, time now for Warren Eckstein to bring us he's got a wrinkle or two or three, his life lessons learned from his dogs, his cats, his pets. I see that New York State, Warren, has just signed a law allowing cemeteries for people to take pets as well. I wonder why there had to be a law. Why couldn't you just put cremated remains, or the dog or cat themselves, with their owner? They made a big deal out of this. In New York, Governor Cuomo said, four-legged friends are family for many. Who are we to stand in the way? Well, who were you to stand in the way before? So, how often is that done, do you think?
You know, it's not done. It hasn't been done legally. People have done it. For example, I have known people that have buried their pets, for example, in their backyard. When a member of the family dies, they put the ashes over there. But there were some health laws. I can never understand. They're already dead. I don't understand the health laws. But there are some health laws that prohibited people from being buried at pet cemeteries and vice versa. Crazy stuff. I mean, who's closer to family than your pets? Of course you want to be with them when you move on.
Right.
Of course. And there's so much that you learn from your dog or your cat you want to take with you. For example, if you stare at someone long enough, eventually you'll get what you want. Isn't that a lesson you learn from your dog? Your dog gets that. Right?
But if you go to a graveyard and you read the headstones of human beings that say beloved father, grandfather, uncle, great-grandfather, but if you go to a pet cemetery and you read the headstones, my best friend, beloved pet, the one who never let me down. So the relationship people have with their pets is entirely different than the relationship they have with people. It's much closer. And therefore, when they do pass on, I believe that they should be allowed to be buried with their best friend. In many cases, they don't walk upright.
Yep. Did you know that dogs can tell time with their noses? The way the dog greets you at the door when you've returned from your journey of even putting out the garbage. You notice that they're so happy to see whether you've been gone all day or whether you just put the garbage out. Did you know?
Because every time you move, this was my specialty, teaching dogs to sniff out bombs and drugs. So the bottom line is their nose is amazing. But every time you walk into a different room, or every time you walk outside and come back in, you smell entirely different to the dog. So they come over and they sniff you. It gives them an indication of where you've been, but more importantly, who have you been with.
Really? I didn't know.
Absolutely. I mean, when I come home sometimes, I have so many smells on these mother dogs, it's like my dog looks at me and she's ready to call a divorce attorney.
That is it.
They do get envious. Yeah.
So do cats smell as well as dogs when it comes to that sort of thing, and how do they present when they know you've been with another cat, for example?
Let me give you an example. If you take two cats that live together and you take one of those cats to the veterinary hospital and you bring that cat back, very often those two cats don't recognize each other because of the smells that changed when they went to the vet office. So what I always do is before I take a cat to the vet, especially if it's a multi-cat household, I'll rub a washcloth all over the cat. And before I bring the cat back in from the veterinarian, I'd rub that washcloth back on the cat, putting the normal scent back on him so his best friend would recognize him. That's how important scent can be.
Wow.
You know that.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.